So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, the Gemara said that the tzitz will not be meratza for tumas tahim de ziva. For example, if a zav, after going to the mikvah on the seventh day, brings a carbon based on the assumption that he will be tar at night, however, later that day, he experiences another flow of ziva. This is not considered a new ziva, but rather a continuation of the original ziva, making tumah retroactively from before the tefillah, invalidating his carbon. This is a case of tumas hatahim, because at the time that the carbon was brought, he had no way of knowing that this would happen. The Gemara asks, but tumas hatahim de ziva le miratza? How can we say that the tzitz will not be miratza a case of tumas hatahim of ziva, if Rabbi Yossi says in the Braisa that a carbon that was brought for his zav on the seventh day of his tumah, or a shemeris yom keneged yom on the second day, will exempt the owner from bringing a pesach sheni, even if they see another flow later that day? Obviously, they were yoytzer with the Pesach Rishon based on Hatzitz Meratzah. The Gemara answers that we could say that the Tzitz is not Meratzah for Tumas HaTohayim of Ziva. And the reason they were yoytzer with the Pesach Rishon is because Rabbi Yossi holds that when the Zav has a flow on the seventh day, or Shemeres Yom sees Dam on the day she is observing as a clean day, they do not become Tumay retroactively. Because part of the day has already passed, and based on the principle of Miktsa Zayim Kukuloi, it is considered as if the entire day has passed without any discharge. Therefore, the carbon was brought when they were completely tar and does not require retzitz. When Rabbi Yossi says in another braisa that they are metamel mefreah, he only means to say that midirabbanan, the items they had come in contact with before the discharge are tamei, but midiraisa the tumah is only mikanu laba. Based on this reasoning of Rabbi Yossi, the only way a woman can become a zavah gedayla is b'shefas, if she has a continuous flow over 3 days, or k'gan shirasa kol shnei bein hashmashes, she has a flow that spans bein hashmashes on 2 consecutive days, so that when both the second and third day began, she was not clean, because miktsa yom kukuloi applies only at the beginning of the day. By Rav Yosef, kohen hamiratza b'tamid hutra lo tumas hatoim oloi. If we assume that there is a dispensation of tumas hatoim for a kohen who brings a carbon pesach, would the same apply to a kohen who has tumas hatohim bringing a carbon tumit? We cannot derive carbon tumit from carbon pesach by kavochemer because ain done in kavochemer mahalacha. We cannot use a kavochemer to derive a halacha from halacha l'meishu mesinai. Instead, yalef mayadoi mayadoi mi pesach. Since the term mayadoi is used both by carbon pesach and carbon tumit, we apply the heter of tumas hatohim by tumit just like we do to pesach. The Gemara demonstrates that tumas hatohim must be halacha l'meishu mesinai, because none of the psukim suggested as a possible source of the halacha of tumas hatohim would require kol shli hikar ba'echad b'seif ha'olam, that nobody in the world be aware of the tumah in order for the tumas hatohim to apply. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, ela tumas hatohim hilchas gemirla v'kra asmachta b'yama. I'm a baravashi. At first, the Gemara thinks that ma baravashi limits the heter of tumas hatohim to cases where the tumah was still unknown at the time of the zrika. However, the Gemara concludes that the tzitz can be meratzi even for tumas hatohim that was known at the time of the zrika. However, Rashi points out it was not known at the time of shechita, and Allah l'meishu mesinai teaches that once the avoid began with the tumas hatohim being unknown, it may be completed even if it became known before the zrika. Gufa, hamaitzi mes mushkav l'rach b'shal derech l'truma tumah. If a person passed through a road and later found out that there was an unknown dead body lying across the full width of the road, he is considered tameh with regard to touching truma, but he is considered tahar regarding naziris, and that his count of days is not disrupted, and his carbon pesach will be valid because it's tumas hatohim. The Gemara gives 2 examples of cases where the person would be considered tahar even regarding truma. First, yesh makom laver. If the body does not lie across the full width of the road, and it's possible that the person did not pass over the body at all. Second, mishubra mefarik. If the body is broken into separate pieces and not placed in a single aron, since the person walking by foot may have walked between the limbs.